Welcome to the Digital Glue Podcast. These digital untangling episodes are brought to you by Crystal Kordalchuk, CEO and founder of Virtually Untangled. This podcast is for entrepreneurs who need untangling from the day-to-day tasks in their business. These virtual world untanglers never underestimate the power of a good idea. And if that sounds like a lofty goal, well, it is. A decade ago, Virtually Untangled was founded with the goal of creating meaningful digital experiences that connect with people. Crystal and her team of honorary untanglers are now providing business owners just like you the opportunity to own your story and share it with the world. So, every Tuesday morning, she'll be dropping a new episode that will help you think big and dream even bigger. Let's dive into today's episode.
We see it so often, especially at the beginning of a new year, all the articles with the title, How to Transform Your Life in 2 Weeks. A lot of us have trained ourselves to look within and reflect on the past year and make some changes for the coming year. And in 2020, we had more time than ever to do some serious reflection and adjusting. Now, the facts state that it can take anywhere from 14 to roughly 26 days to form a habit and a bit longer for an action to become automatic. So it's safe to say that we want to start making better choices and make our working lives happier and easier. So 2 weeks is a great way to start. We here at Virtually Untangled are committed and dedicated to professional and personal growth. And we strongly believe in the magic that happens when we pause to reflect on how things are going on the outside with our levels of productivity and on the inside with how we feel, and then make a plan of action to make things flow more smoothly. We believe in work-life balance and making our workspaces our own in order to promote creativity, productivity, and fun. We always want to strive for happiness no matter what our ambition or activity. So when we look within and find that we are feeling unsatisfied with what we have accomplished at the end of the day, or our to-do lists are growing way faster than we can keep up with, such as the life of an overachiever, am I right? That tells us that we need to make some adjustments in the productivity areas of our working day. The last thing we want to do is take our fun projects on the to-do list and make them feel like actual work, actually like chores. Our lives should be nothing but a well-rounded mix of fun stuff and work stuff. And when we feel like we are getting buried in them both, that's when our mindsets can suffer. And we need to take five and tackle a new list entitled, How We Break This Cycle. I have spent a long time honing my skills and what I can get myself out of a bad mindset with productivity. And I'm happy to say that I know quite a bit more now than ever before about what sparks me from within and gets me cranking out quality work like never before. And the positive boost creates a cycle, one of happiness and satisfaction. So let's take a bit of time together today to dive into my tips and tricks for getting the juices flowing and getting that negative voice inside your head a break. So first, let's start with the basics. Rest. Nobody can function if they do not take care of this very basic need. And you've heard me stress this many times in our 300 blog posts as well as our newfound podcast journey with you. As entrepreneurs, we are always so busy, and often our minds are full of ideas like 24/7, so a good 8 hours of sleep seems like a dream. But sleep allows your brain to process and refresh itself. By not getting at least 8 hours each night, you are causing yourself problems with your level of concentration, organization, and even decision making. If you can't fall asleep because your brain won't turn off, which tends to be me some days when I'm overly full of excitement and ideas, and it's running through every single thing you want to accomplish the next day, it may be time for a new bedtime routine. It's also important to know when your optimal sleep time is. If you are a night owl and love to get work accomplished all night and sleep all day, then that's what you should do. It's time to build your routine around your body clock and when all the good things happen. So next up in the life basics category is creating yourself a great wake-up routine. Perhaps it would be beneficial for you to create an enjoyable morning routine to set your intentions for the day and feel refreshed. Waking up early is a habit shared by a large majority of the world's most successful people. In doing so, it adds time to your most important tasks, business, and pleasure, and allows you to get started on your work needs and desires with a clear, alert, and refreshed mind. This last basic is a complete no-brainer. Fresh drinking water is non-negotiable throughout your day in order to keep your body and mind not only hydrated, but sharp. So when you're feeling like the day is dragging and making you sleepy, try a glass of cold water to refresh you as well as your focus. Same thing with exercise. I know some of us, the natural response is, who has the time? But try building this into your workday by taking some stretch breaks, by taking a walk during lunchtime, and using the stairs as often as possible. The long-term benefits will astound you. Even a concentrated 20 minutes per day can change the course of your schedule in such positive ways. The surge of endorphins can give you the kickstart you need for a busy afternoon when you normally would be ready to snooze, especially for those of us who spend long periods of time sitting. Next up is one of my favorites. Yep, you got it, planning and organization. It's time to create your to-do list ahead of time. I am a list maker and a nerdy list lover. The keyword here is planning, and your productivity depends on it. A huge tip is to not attempt the to-do list the day of. You are perhaps anxious for all the things you feel needs to be done, and that can lead to overplanning your day with unrealistic goals. Then at the end of it all, you will only make yourself feel bad for not getting it all done, thus perpetuating the negative cycle. See where I'm going with this? You will honestly be able to tackle your to-do list much more effectively by organizing your thought train and writing it all out the day or night before, as this gives you the time you need and the time you deserve to mentally prepare for each task, project, and goal. You will also save more time this way, as you will already know what your day will look like when you wake up. Granted, not every list tackling day will run as smoothly as we all hope it will. There will be tech hiccups, unplanned client calls and emergencies, but at least this way, whether those hiccups present themselves or not, you can just dig in and get started instead of planning around how you're feeling or what you feel up to doing that day. Keeping lists making in mind, a handy dandy tool I discovered, which is now one of my absolute favorite things ever, just so happens to be my very next tip. Keeping a planner with daily and monthly tasks and goals. I also want to do a quick shout out to the ladies that run the Happy Planner, as everything they do is my jam. And everything they share with the world is completely amazeballs and is what helps me make my virtual world go round. I buy one of their amazing planners every single year. I get so excited for a fresh new one hot off the press that I actually race to the store the second they come out in early August just so I can get the pick of the litter. Why? Because in today's entrepreneurial world, it takes more than just a simple to-do list to keep track of everything you want and need to accomplish. Yes, we go mostly digital with tools like Asana, Trello, Basecamp, and Slack, but there's nothing truly like having your agenda right in your face at all times. It can be way too easy to miss important tasks, meetings, or even contract renewals and get sidetracked by other projects and duties that arise. Especially for us creative thinkers, one thought can lead us down a path of other thoughts, and before you know it, your focus is gone and it's dark outside. So by keeping a planner that is filled with inspirational goals, projects, meetings, schedules, days off, soul days, thank you Nancy for that idea, team and client birthdays, contract renewals, lead opportunities, personal reminders, and so on, will allow you to get everything your heart desires done. It will also remind you of all the long-term goals and plans you have set out for yourself. Now, in reality, this is just step one. Setting priorities to getting these things accomplished is step two. One way you can achieve this is to sort out all those wonderfully amazing goals, projects, and tasks according to the impact they are likely to have on you and your business versus the effort it takes to complete them. Because if it looks too hard or like it's going to take too long, no matter how badly you want this goal for yourself, you're going to slough it off and choose something easier from your list. So organizing your planner in this way can not only save you time, but help you avoid spending energy on things that don't yield much in return. And with that being said, if you haven't already, head off to your local craft, I'm a total sucker for a good old Michaels trip, or office supply store and pick out an annual planner that works for you. Remember, grab something that's fun and something that suits your personality. Okay, part of the planning process that is ever so important is up next. Setting yourself some truly realistic deadlines. Deadlines are so important because they provide the framework for us to getting things done. They can also help dictate the pace and priority of a certain project in order to keep us on the straight and narrow. But on the flip side, they can also be very intimidating. So remember to establish deadlines for yourself that are realistic and manageable given the goals and projects at hand and the time available to you to accomplish them. Try to build in some flexibility for dealing with anything unexpected that will inevitably come your way. And also try to schedule in such a way to include your well-deserved breaks and that bring you joy. Next up, extended planning. Okay, really now, how excited are we to finally be looking at 2021 right in the face? I am, for one, ecstatic to get out from under all that crazy weirdness of 2020 and plan this new year in all its glory. I know that if I want my team and I to succeed, I need to set us up with some goals. Without goals, you will lack focus and direction. And when that happens, things tend to get all sticky, icky, messy, stressful, and completely overwhelming. Goal setting not only allows you to take full control over your business's direction, it provides a benchmark for determining your future directions. So to get the ball rolling, try to make a list of everything you'd like to accomplish in one calendar year. Then break that list down to your top three items. Take your top three items and break them down even further into a specific timeline of what you need to do in order to actually accomplish this goal. All the while, of course, attaching dates for each. Then joyfully go plunk this all into your new planner. Okay, after adding your larger goals into your planner, you can now see where your top priorities lie and are able to plan out the other items in and around them. Seriously, go right now and schedule yourself some quiet time to fill in those blanks. We'll wait here for you. One of my favorite quotes is from great Tony Robbins, who said, "Once you have mastered time, you will understand how true it is that most people overestimate what they can accomplish in a year and underestimate what they can achieve in a decade." Read that one more time. Okay, done? Great. Now let's make our workspace a place that we love to be in every day. For many of us, 2020 demanded that our homes became our new workspaces, so a lot of this work may have already been done by now. But what if you've now decided that you can never go back to working anywhere but home? Or the workspace you created during this transition happened all too quickly and you're just not happy about it and feel it slowing you down? Well, now it's time to make sure that special space of yours is in tip-top shape and that it's for you and you alone. Studies suggest that a cluttered workspace actually increases one's stress level, drains energy, and hinders concentration. So when your space is all messy, it makes your job even harder as it's utterly impossible to find things. So take a few quiet moments to tidy up and clear your workspace before the end of each day or before you get started each morning. This includes your digital workspaces too, not just what's lying around in front of you. And doing this is truly the easiest and most effective way to boost your productivity levels by simply creating a workspace that you love. So after you've done all that Marie Kondo type decluttering, take a note from someone who lives a life filled with color and add some to yours. Yep, it's time to spark some joy. And beyond adding all that color-filled greatness to your space, also make sure to add some good lighting. And there you have it. You're on the right track to a happy day filled with positive vibes. Okay, now let's talk about a real productivity killer, distractions. In this day and age, it can feel pretty indulgent to turn the ringer off on our phones, but honestly, do it. We are so used to being available to our clients and everyone else under the sun, and by feeling obligated to run your life and your business this way, it can actually create a huge amount of stress and unproductivity. So when you're in the thick of it all, working, turn your phone and other technology devices to silent. Some devices even offer a temporary silencer option. Then add a time to your schedule for returning emails, text messages, and phone calls. And really do try your best to stick to this unless there is an emergency. And not what someone else deems an emergency, but an actual emergency. Okay, now how about that tangled up inbox of yours? This can be a huge distraction, especially if it's filled with old, useless information and contacts. This can be easily fixed by taking a portion of the day. I suggest at least once a month to go through everything you have saved. Delete old contacts, unsubscribe from things that are no longer relevant to your goals and interests, and create folders that flow with your information and your contact lists. Keeping your inbox clean as a whistle is one of the most important things you can do to help your business grow and stay organized. I like to use something called Unroll.me. You should check it out after you're done listening to this episode. Now that we're talking virtual cleanup, you may be feeling a tad bit overwhelmed because you feel you have ever so many other more important things to do and that you just cannot take this task on right now. Well, we'll do you one better. There are so many project managers and virtual assistants out there, myself and my team of honorary entanglers included, who are exceptionally skilled in this area and are more than willing to help you get and stay organized. Don't tell too many people, but we actually nerd out with these kinds of tasks. They're mindless, they're fun, and something we can groove out to with some fun music. A break in our day from all the mind-hogging tasks like coding and such. So don't be afraid to tackle this on your own, or if you're not up for the adventure, simply ask for some help. More on the land of virtual assistants later. Okay, now this next one yet again is one of my favorites. It's something that we as entrepreneurs are lucky to have, and that is control of our working environment and its overall vibe. So what can we do to make us feel happy and energetic? Play music. Musical influences are so strong that it actually has the ability to engage our body's sympathetic nervous system. Research suggests that playing upbeat and motivating music can boost energy levels and stimulate alertness by huge amounts. Some studies even show that it makes people work faster, more efficiently, and engage more with others because of how happy they were feeling. So pump up those jams and enjoy your day! Now getting back into the nitty-gritty of working, let's talk working in time intervals. Doing just one thing at a time helps you remember more. It helps you get more done in less time. It helps you bring more attention and focus to the task at hand. It even helps you work smarter instead of just harder. So by setting a timer to help pace tasks and remind you to take more breaks, move around, and refocus. And when taking a planned break, also choose a time for a break to catch up on social media. This should be separate from your move your muscles break. Even though most of us are using these platforms for business-related tasks, checking your accounts throughout the day can consume a lot of time and can break your level of concentration. So set aside some special social land time, but only when the time is right. By creating these time intervals for yourself, you can be set for when you make your to-do list for the day ahead, and they can be adjusted as you find your sweet spot with each task. Okay, it's tools for workflow improvement time. Technology sometimes has a bad rap for being complicated and intimidating, but we love the way it helps us automate some of our daily grind tasks. In addition to the endless resources the virtual container of the internet provides, there is a world of technological goodies out there that can help you automate all things. Some of our favorites include email campaigns, creating killer content, and pre-scheduling all that awesome sauce content you just created. It's a time saver. It helps keep things in the same tone, on the right schedule, and ticks things off our list without lifting a finger. A big one for me is to take physical note of my weekly achievements. One thing I decided early on was to dedicate one of my working days each week to focus on my own business, thus being Fridays at the moment. This way, my team and I get to take a break from client deliverables and take a breath by assessing our week, the week to come, other creative goals that may have popped up, and dive right on into our own untangling needs and desires. Not only does this spare us the dreaded burnout of a client-driven week, but it also helps us to remember what we want to achieve as a team and what my personal CEO goals are as Virtually Untangled grows and expands. And one of my musts for this day is to see my accomplishments on paper. This practice can really put things into perspective and keep you focused on your goals. So set a time at the end of each week to create a list of your achievements, both large and small, for a boost in confidence and motivation. Okay. Back to VA land for a moment, as I promised I'd get back to that. Earlier, I mentioned that hiring a virtual assistant can help with your productivity in so many ways. This topic is so important to us over here that I will be dedicating an entire podcast to that topic one day very soon. But with that being said, I will leave this with you here. Delegating tasks to another passionate and talented professional and building up your virtual dream team is priceless. It will take things off your plate. It will invite talent and camaraderie into your work life. It will help you learn things and grow together. It will do nothing but inject positivity into your work vibe. And finally, and I want to scream this from the mountaintops, do not forget to reward yourself for your hard work and dedication to building the best work life you could have ever dreamed of. Do something you love. Eat something you love. Unplug, put your feet up, and recharge. Do something fun, once the pandemic moves to the wayside, of course. By treating yourself as well as you treat your clients and your team, you will reinforce all those positive feelings that got you started on this adventure in the first place, and keep yourself motivated. So be good to you. And when you do, that ripple effect will only grow.
And that's a wrap. Virtually Untangled is a full-service business, which means they've got you covered on design and content right through to digital and organization. You'll form a long-lasting relationship with them, as collaboration is central to everything they do. Now it's time to seize the moment and become inbox friends. It's easy to do. Just hop on over to virtuallyuntangled.com or their Facebook page to opt in and receive instant access to the most inspirational ride of your life. So what are you waiting for? Become inbox friends with VU. Until the next episode, keep untangling.